Good morning, it's 7:06, and joining us as he does each Tuesday is Mike Spain, the associate editor of the Times Union. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Ian. How you doing?
Fine, thanks. A big meeting of the Albany Common Council last night as eyes were looking across the river at a couple of casino projects in Rensselaer County.
Yeah, Albany's Common Council members have now voiced cautious support for the plan for the city of Rensselaer. They did this after debating a proposal from the city of Rensselaer's mayor to back that city's project or potentially lose out on $10 million in shared casino revenues over the next decade. Council members passed a watered-down version of a resolution by a strong margin, 12-3, but appeared to fall short of the full-throated display of enthusiasm from the neighboring capital city that Rensselaer officials had hoped would boost their chances of beating out three competitors for the capital region's single casino license. The Albany Council's support was won with a series of last-minute conditions added to the resolution, and only after lawmakers were sure they could rescind their backing in the future if these conditions are not met. Specifically, they want to reach an agreement with the casino developers to bring community benefits like jobs and other economic development across the river to the city of Albany. It includes no language precluding city of Albany lawmakers from also supporting a competing project in East Greenbush. That could be the deal breaker because the mayor of Rensselaer, Dan Dwyer, had said the city of Albany's pledge of support needed to be exclusive. More to come on that one.
And we should just say that the project that had been proposed for Albany is off the table at Exit 23. So
this could be their only chance for some revenue from a Capital Region casino.
Well, let's head up the Northway to Glens Falls. Our Lucas Willard was there yesterday for what turned out to be a very quick public auction of the Civic Center.
Yeah, there were no bids. Somebody apparently is interested in buying the Glens Falls Civic Center, but they don't want to pay the $1.5 million minimum price that the Warren County City was asking for this 34-year-old building. The bidders Monday, when the property went on the auction block, the fact that there were no bidders Monday for the Civic Center forced officials to now consider offers at any price. It's losing about $600,000 a year that the city has to pony up to subsidize it. They hope by selling it, it will end that subsidy and eventually start paying property taxes. Mayor John Diamond said the Civic Center will now be for sale using unsealed bids through September 12th with no minimum price set, and then it would be up to the city's common council to approve any of those proposals. They're hoping they can find somebody so they don't have to continue to pay for this 3.5-acre facility that had been valued at $1.85 million by a private appraiser just last year.
Mike Spain is associate editor of the Times Union, and you can read more on these stories and others at timesunion.com or in print. Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ian.